My friend, have you ever experienced rejection or betrayal in your life? Well, you know what? You're not alone. Even though it may feel like you're alone, my friend, God is with you. The Lord is with those who suffer for His name's sake. You might be despised by men, but praise God, you are not despised by the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
So glad you can join us today, and we are in the book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34, and Jesus said this, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." And we're dealing with true Christianity, and the true Christian must deny himself. It's not his will, his way, but God's will and God's way. But also this, we must pick up our cross and follow the Lord. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that we might experience difficulties, opposition, persecution, hardship. For what? For choosing to follow Jesus because of your faith. You know, the devil wants to shipwreck our faith. He doesn't want us to trust the Lord. He doesn't want you to follow Christ. He doesn't want you to tell others about Jesus, because he doesn't want people to be saved or their lives to be changed. But picking up your cross also means, and possibly, a life of rejection. That's right, my friend. And who do we know like that? Well, Joseph, we know, experienced rejection and betrayal in his life. In fact, his own brothers betrayed him, threw him into a pit, later sold him to the Midianites. And then the Midianites, in turn, sold Joseph to Potiphar in Egypt. But while under Potiphar's rule, we know that Joseph did everything right and God prospered Joseph. The Lord blessed the work of his hands. He blessed Potiphar's house. The Lord was with him. Even though he experienced rejection and betrayal by his brothers, did not mean that God wasn't with him. No, my friend, God was with him. The Bible tells us that. And even though you might experience rejection from friends, family, or the world, that doesn't mean that God isn't with you or that God isn't for you. No, my friend, for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus, the Lord is with you regardless of what the circumstances look like. I can speak from experience because I'm going through that right now, kind of a little bit of difficulty, hardship. But my friend, that doesn't mean that God isn't with me. No, my friend, if God be for you, then who can be against you? But we find later that Joseph would be betrayed by Potiphar's wife, who tried to cause Joseph to commit ungodly, immoral acts of sin. And she would then lie about him and falsely accuse him and slander his name. Sounds just like what the devil would do. That's right, the old tricks of the devil. No different today. People may lie about you, try to slander your name, say evil things about you that are not true. But that's nothing but opposition from the devil himself. Joseph would then be betrayed by Potiphar, who wouldn't believe his story, and would be thrown into prison for 10 years. Joseph would then be betrayed by the chief butler, who forgot about him after he was restored back to his position with Pharaoh. Listen, my friend, for 13 years, it seems that Joseph experienced nothing but rejection and betrayal. For 13 years, Joseph wouldn't see his family. For 13 years, he wouldn't see his dad, Jacob. And for 13 years, he had to deal with betrayal and rejection. He had to wrestle with what his brothers had done to him. For 13 years, he had to live with this. My friend, to pick up your cross means what? Well, it could mean a life of suffering. It's not always going to be easy. See, it goes against the exact opposite of the American way and dream, because America preaches a life of ease and comfort and prosperity, but Jesus didn't even have a place to lay his head. He was born in a stable, a watering trough, if you will. There's no doubt that Joseph would endure great suffering, but there is something to learn in your time of rejection and suffering, and perhaps tomorrow we will deal with that.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.